bounce back?
Yeah, I thought we did a good job just executing our game plan. We talked a lot all week about communication and all of that stuff. We didn't play perfect, but that's the thing. We don't have to play perfect all the time to get a win. We just have to play smart, be on the same page, and not have mental errors. And I thought we did a better job of that. You know, I said during the week, everything wasn't just communication. It was guys going out and just executing and playing hard and playing the right techniques and the right coverages. And we did a better job of that today. Obviously, we still got things to fix, but you can build off this as a defense. You know, you can't build when you're cutting guys loose. So today was obviously a step in the right way, and we just got to keep at it. I mean, that's what we got. We got two guys that like that. You know, they like to go out there and compete against a guy. And really, for the most part, they played well all game. You know, and those aren't two easy guys to cover between Evans and Jackson. And, you know, I think it really helps settle the game plan down knowing, you know, we got Stephon Evans, Malcolm Jackson, and, you know, we know those two guys love that. They love to go out there and compete and be out there on islands one-on-one against guys. And, you know, that helps the defense when we're out there and we know those two guys are good and we know when to help, when not to help. So that's something we can build off of and use both of those guys, you know, skill sets to help us as a defense. And it worked out well tonight.
You were asked on Sunday about all the new faces of the defense and if that had any impact in the performances these 4 weeks. And you immediately said, well, you know, you guys have been working together since April, so you got 6 months to kind of come together. With all that in mind, 6 months going through four games, why do you think it came together as quickly, you know, this week on a short week as it kind of did tonight?
It had to. You know, I said during the week, it's the NFL, you don't get a whole season to play bad and say, you know, I guess we'll be okay. No, you go out there for 4 weeks and stink it up, things will start to change, and, you know, coaches have to make changes, and guys know that. So our backs were kind of against the wall. You know, we had to come out and play well, and, you know, you take adversity, and it helps you bond as a team. You know, we had to come together. We had to stick together through a rough one Sunday, and on a short week where we couldn't go out there and practice it hard and run around. We had to talk to each other, communicate through walkthroughs, and trust each other and come out and execute. And I thought that's what helped us tonight, you know, depending on each other to go out there and do the right thing and make plays. And like I said, it wasn't perfect, but we gave ourselves opportunities to make some plays and execute. And we played at a high level throughout the game. We fixed some small things, and we'll be good. Obviously, we clean up the penalties. You know, that'll help us out a lot.
It looked like Dante Hightower was in the middle more often than he was last week. What sort of impact did that have on what you guys want to accomplish?
Just him on the field. I mean, since 2012, since he got here, he's been a guy that, you know, when he's out there, he has a way of calming things down. When he's taking control of the huddle and taking control of the defense, him in the middle, it's been huge. You know, you talk about, you know, since I've been here, guys like Mayo, Spikes, him, Jamie, they calm things down out on the field because they know everything everyone else has to do, and High is that voice. So when we hear it, we kind of know it's a common sense. And I thought between him and Van Oy stepping up tonight and taking control of the huddle and being out there was big for us. And, you know, just High roaming around, making plays, hitting guys is big for our defense.
Okay, Tom Brady's next. We're going to cut it off, Terry.
Say that again.
You can't be an NFL player that likes to play on Thursday.
Yeah. I think the thing is everyone has to do it, you know, in the NFL. So we get used to it. Coaches create a game plan. We come up, we get ready to go, and we play football. So it's good to get a win.
Thank you.